What is the next step after I pull your anchor to doom? It is snowing heavily and steadily in Syracuse where I live. Right now. I just took out the garbage, and the snow is almost knee-deep. The mind goes, instantly, without any pausing, thinking, or consideration, the mind goes to doom. Depending on your soul correction, it will say something like, I won't be allowed to go out, my car won't start, I'll have an accident, I'll die, I have to move somewhere where there is no snow. What it rarely says, so what? Big deal. Why? Because the mind, ego mind really, is anchored to doom. Some doom that seems unavoidable for the ego mind. Doom, death, destruction, or some other terrible fate. Anchored to doom, your doom is inevitable, the only thing you can do is try to avoid it. In vain. In this construct, the doom is a consequence. Am I a doom slayer? No, I am an anchor to doom puller. An anchor to doom slayer. Including the slayer of substitutive, palliative measures. The issue is not the doom, the issue is the anchor, the fear, the obsession to avoid the inevitable doom your mind made up for you when you were little. What is the next step after I pull your anchor to doom? Your anchor to doom is a sentence. Remember that for humans everything comes from words. Words that you said to yourself. Even if it was just to repeat what someone else said. But most likely you made it up. Something about yourself or about how the world is. Made up. From words. Using words a three-year-old would know. And so far you can say, if you have done, for example, landmarks programs. That is old news, Sophie. That sentence, using landmarks words, is your sentence. But sentences in the judge's gavel says, you are condemned to that. You can't get rid of it. I can't get rid of it for you. That is not what I am pulling. That is not the anchor. What you said after that is what I call the doom. You made that up, too. With words. It is a final solution, like Hitler so fervently desired. But it is your personal one, on yourself. I'll use mine. I was born a preemie, unwanted. My mother didn't love my father, and didn't want any more children. Also I was born on forced sex, too early after giving birth, so it probably hurt like hell. My mother's relationship to me wasn't based on me being me, but on that history. But I only knew what I could know, she didn't want me. In fact she wanted me dead. And to boot, I was a very sick baby. The sentence using Landmark's phraseology, was, I am not wanted. The doom, listen up, the final solution to avoid was, being kicked out of life. And my behavior was alternatively one. Earning my keep too. Irritating the hell out of people so they have to throw me out. Pushing the envelope. And, to be honest, the behavior didn't change after I pulled my anchor to doom. What disappeared is the fear of the doom. Recently I did the pushing the envelope move in the program where the owner is intolerant to criticism. So I, let's be honest, I criticized him. An email. And once I pushed send my thought went, is he going to kick me out? He hasn't. Doesn't mean he won't. My job is to get that it's my game. And make a life even if I am thrown out, kicked out. Of the program, of the family, of a country. And if I can, if I am able to do that, stop leaving people with no other option but to kick me out. How did I do that? I didn't just criticize. I also praised him for what he has been worth to me, the results I can attribute directly from learning from him. And then I said the words that can be taken as critical of him. He had the option to look at the praise or only look at the criticism. Before pulling my anchor to doom, I would have said nothing on the positive side. And would have said the criticism as if I were above the person. Which is my soul correction. So I wouldn't even have been conscious of my superior attitude. Pay attention, something is revealed in this story that is under the visible layers, so you probably cannot see it. The ego mind would not recognize me if I didn't criticize. The ego mind symbol is a triangle sitting on its side. But I can soften the blow with the soul triangle. Allow the two to hug, and they can take me anywhere, instead of trying to change the ego triangle, or drag it somewhere else. I include. I embrace that I'm critical. But that doesn't mean I have to cause hurt so I get kicked out. So the soul triangle says, I love you, warts and all. Including the thing I criticize you about. Ever since the monumental event, for me, of pulling my anchor to doom, I have been able to build relationships, stay in programs, and even be kinder to students. Even though I am quite harsh. I call it critical, but it is probably more accurate to call it harsh. All because of the soul triangle that softens the blow. In the course I am planning to give, the whole art to learn is to not be in a linear mode, but to be able to be non-linear. Observe the dude in the second example standing to the side, aka using the driftwood DNA capacity. The ego mind is linear. The doom, the final solution came about because the ego mind is linear. And energetically it is insistent on stability, meaning, it insists that it is right. It insists that it knows. It insists that there is no other way. Therefore learning to be non-linear, finding non-linear solutions is a challenge, and you need to learn some techniques or you'll remain moved only by ego mind, regardless of me pulling your anchor to doom. One of my one-time students with whom I have a volatile relationship, sent me a 20-minute long video after I pulled his anchor to doom. He said, "I can't feel anything different." Yeah, you won't. Why? Because all feelings are interpreted by the ego mind. And also, all feelings are sourced by the ego mind. Meaning, words. Your words are still the same. So nothing can or will change unless your words change, to words outside of the linear. Bummer, eh? You probably hate that I'm asking you to learn a new skill, non-linear storytelling, crafting non-linear sentences. I am okay with that. So far only my diehard students ordered the Pulling Your Anchor to Doom service. If you are not one of them, only order it if you are willing and able to take on the task of learning a new skill. The anchor is pulled. And yet your behavior won't change. Because your behavior is rooted in words, at this point the linear words of the ego mind. And inside that linear wording, I call the ditch, there is no chance for a new you, for a new life. I am really okay with being hated. I know it has nothing to do with me. You really hate yourself. Learn to craft words in a non-linear way. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/soaring. You can do this course even if you haven't ordered your Pulling Your Anchor to Doom. But it's best if you do it after. If you are in my core programs, student in good standing. Now, if you are in my core program and pay monthly, this course is half price you. I can't include it in your program. We have to move your program forward, and this course may take a long time. But if you are in my core programs, I'll gift you the recorded course, and give you a 50% discount on the live. The plan is to have the sessions, on Fridays. Email me for a link for the discount. When will we start? As soon as all my course students say yes or nay. Is there a consequence if you say nay? We shall see, won't we? Same with the pulling of your anchor to doom. By the way, there are always consequences.